This is New England Public Radio. The lone primary race in western Massachusetts for district attorney is taking place in Berkshire County. Three Democrats are vying to replace David Capeless, who abruptly retired in March. A longtime Capeless assistant who was appointed to the job this year is running against two others who say the county needs something other than the status quo. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
Capeless said he retired early to give Paul Cacaviello the chance to run as the incumbent district attorney. Governor Charlie Baker appointed Cacaviello at the urging of the retired DA. He's a career prosecutor who's been working in the office for almost 30 years. And during a debate taped by community television for the Southern Berkshires, he touted his background.
I come to you with the experience of being out on the street at 2 in the morning, sitting with the families of victims, going to the autopsy, preparing witnesses for cases, and then having month-long trials.
But both of his opponents, Andrea Harrington and Judith Knight, say the office needs an overhaul. Harrington is no stranger to voters. She ran unsuccessfully for state senate 2 years ago. An attorney from Richmond, Harrington says the DA's office works with a pit bull prosecutor mentality. She says given problems with opioids and other violent crimes, that approach isn't working.
We need to have somebody who has good judgment and good values and can distinguish between people that are dangerous and belong in jail and people that need help.
And this isn't Knight's first time on a ballot either. She ran against Capeless a dozen years ago, and the attorney from Lee says change was needed then, and it's still needed now.
We need to bring the district attorney's office into the 21st century to use the approaches that are working so well in other areas. And I know what those are because I've been in the courts doing this work for 30 years.
All three candidates during this debate expressed support for the new criminal justice law passed this year. As for campaign fundraising, the latest figures show Harrington has raised more than $60,000, $13,000 more than Cacaviello, and almost triple Knight's total. And with no declared Republicans or independents, the winner of the Democratic primary will likely become Berkshire County's top prosecutor. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.